Good evening. It's 7:38 on the 15th of March, 2011. All six commissioners are here, so we certainly have a quorum. I'm Greg Edwards. I observe the presence of Jack McKay, Jasmine Romero, Laura Wilson-Phelan, Angelia D. Scott, and China Terrell. So we usually start off with public discussions, and you can sort of predict where you and when you'll speak if you starting off with the lead of the front right. Yes, Jack.
Does anybody want the Spanish interpretation?
Thanks, Jack. That was or at least what has been submitted.
Right.
Jack, do you have a copy of the whole agenda for me? You used to do that for the chair. Do you have a copy? The agenda, the open agenda list. You used to provide the chair with a printout of this. Thank you. With the permission,
me too. So we can share this.
First, China made a suggestion that I believe we ought to try interesting new things, and especially those that won't take too much. And the suggestion is that at least we read a list of the items that are on the list that has been submitted, and with the permission of the commission, let me do that right away. Excuse me? Me permite? Marchar? Bien. Well, I think for the others, I could just give it a try, don't you? Let me give it a try and just read the list. And okay. I like to get it with me.
Thank you.
One more time.
Mr. Thomas,
come on.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay, now, would you hand the... Oh, wow, no. Well, first I was going to... I got no objections to reading the list of just the items, not the details, but just the list. There's a public discussion, typically 20 minutes. Officers' reports, including secretary and treasurer. The unfinished business is one to move bus stop at Mount Pleasant and Irving downstream of the intersection on Mount Pleasant Street. The new business, 1D asks for an exploration of the feasibility of moving an existing loading zone to another location. Number 2 is on BZA, discussions of ideas on how to reform the way BZA operates.
BZA is the Board of Zoning Adjustment.
Thank you, Jack. I'm sorry I got so used to this. And the last two I'm going to drop because I need to do more consultation if they're going to be successful. So that's it. So now, you're in prime position, so we always start here, so people can decide.
Lucky you, you get to go first.
Give your full name, and you've got 3 minutes.
My name is Juan Gray. I'm from Councilmember Michael Brown's office. I'll say hello. Thank you. I don't really have much to say. I'm a resident, and I helped deploy the new Drupal-based website, which hopefully will allow you guys to distribute information more effectively. My name is Benjamin Siegler. Are we doing instructions? Is that what we're doing? Okay. Well, I start by saying why I was late. I was at a Meridian Hill meeting. They had a pressing issue over there. I had to be there for the beginning of the meeting, but I told them that I wanted to come over here and be with Wendy. I was here for the informal meeting that we had earlier this month.
Please start off by giving them your name.
Su nombre, por favor.
I am so sorry. Juan Camilo Barragán, la oficina de alcalde, the executive office of the mayor. I do community relations for Ward 1. Maybe I should have started there. This is the first time I am at the business meeting, and I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to see how this ANC works. And if any of you guys need any of my help, any of my assistance, anything the government can do for Mount Pleasant or for the community, for the ANC, please contact me. If you like my phone number, you can reach me anytime, and by that I mean anytime, Saturday, Sunday, late night, early in the morning, whenever you want. We are outreach, we never sleep. If it's an emergency, please call 911 first. My number is 202-538-0313. If you guys need anything, please contact me. I'm here, sir.
538-0313.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
We have an interpreter.
Oh, excellent.
Good. Now, where were we in the line?
Oh, any questions? Anybody?
No.
Oh, okay.
Hi, my name is Eli Hoffman, lifetime Mount Pleasant resident. I'm also here representing Early Stages, which is the service of DC Public Schools. We do early intervention special ed services for kids ages 3 to 5.
Do you have any statement to make to us?
I do not. I'm just here. This is my first ANC meeting, so, yep, just here.
You're welcome to give us
see how it goes.
All
I did. I brought some things to hand out. If anyone has particular questions, I'm definitely.
Well, this is also a meeting with the commissioners, and perhaps you can inform people of what's. Are there any interesting news and developments from your agency?
So just
very briefly.
Yeah, absolutely. So we handle. We take referrals from all over. I'm actually the Ward 1 representative. We service all over the city. A lot of our referrals come from schools, doctor's offices, other community members, anyone can make a referral. So really, we just go on a rolling basis. We also do active outreach. That's part of my job, part of the reason I'm here, make ourselves viewed in the community. So again, in the ages 3 to 5, any kind of disability concerns or anything, I have stuff to pass out for people as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was clear and precise.
Perfect.
DJ, you're... Alberto, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to skip over you.
Su nombre, por favor. Okay, my name is Alberto Farrufino, I'm the owner of the Juan restaurant, and I also come to support if it's a good idea to remove the Samba stuff so we can create more parking spaces. I mean, I support that. Thank you.
Hey, DJ Wanako for 97.5 FM. I'm here to support Haiti and One, and to make sure that we are live on air too and online.
Alistair Gonzalez, I'm the interpreter for Spanish.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Julio Gerarte. I am represent and support Haiti Vanegas and Mario Alas for the Haiti restaurant, and I am either in the corporation for the Spanish people from Haiti. We support Mont Pleasant with the Heart Corporation.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Heidi Vanilla from Haiti's restaurant, and I'm here tonight to hear about my case for the loading zone. And the 31 and 3100 block, which is 34 or 40 business without a loading zone. I believe that according to the law, in every corner must be one loading zone. But the problem, I don't know who decided in the past to not let loading zone for Spanish or Latino business. And after I decided to invest $2 million in the last 2 years in Mount Pleasant, I want to ask to get my rights, like get it back, my exit. Historic Mount Pleasant, Denise Wichor, they closed my exit about 4 years ago. Same time they tried to destroy Don Juan trash can or trash bags, but I never say anything because I was told I'm leaving of Mount Pleasant. But a large amount of the community, they come to Haiti, they say, no, Haiti, you have to buy this building, you cannot live here. You came when I was 18, you are part of this community. I decided to invest $2 million. So don't scare if I come to ANC to follow the law and ask for loading zone to get back the exit, because the whole block is in danger. A lot of apartments in there, and they don't have an exit to the fire code. I will need help in the future about that. And thank you also to help us to terminate the voluntary agreement. We have a better service for the community, because now we can sell pictures, margaritas, have a happy hour, and have a live music when the community needs. I want to hear about my case today for the loading zone. My commissioner is Stormy, China, and Greg, and I hope the other commissioner will be able to help me too. Thank you.
Let me remind everyone that as the chair, I am commanded by our rules of procedure to ask people to not name, to depreciate anybody by name. We're here to argue for ideas and proposals that affect everyone. And so in the future, when somebody mentions a name and makes accusations about them, then this is not the time to do it, because you really should get your case together So I ask people to let's start to make this a show place for courtesy and civility. Okay, next.
Okay, my name is Mario Alas. I'm a owner of Heidi's restaurant and also resident. I think we should be mentioned name because sometimes we have been the one who've been harmed before by those names. So I think it should come out so the community can listen to those names. Otherwise, we can't find those names. It is very important to let the community know who is the people who's making the decision for everybody. And the reason why Haiti was slain is we're here for because we are asking the ANC for support and a loading zone, since like 40 businesses in these two blocks doesn't have any loading zone. And I think it's very important. We just following the due process, coming to the ANC and ask for support. And like she was saying, is don't be mad with us because we come in here and you're going to see us every single ANC meeting, since we have decided to invest a large amount of money in Mount Pleasant. So it is our need to come here and ask for support. We have been harmed for with many decisions, prior decisions from some organizations, and I think those organizations should be mentioned. And I want to hear what the ANC have to, you know, push for support on this loading zone. Thank you.
Let me interrupt and say that after the last meeting, several commissioners met with me and pointed out that I have the responsibility as chair to implement the clear adopted rule in our bylaws that individuals should not be depreciated. I didn't say anything about organizations. They can defend themselves. But here, we want to meet as neighbors and not name people. Now, you're welcome to find a commissioner that will submit a proposal for change in our bylaws so that individuals could be mentioned depreciated. But until that is done, I have to serve the commission and deter any attacks or defamations or depreciations of individuals.
I don't think we have
time. Excuse me, can I say something? I'm a little confused. I don't know about any other commissioner, but I'm confused. When did you hear an attack on us? I mean,
it wasn't on us. The name was a former employee of the district government who was accused of hurting their business by removing the rear exit.
Okay, so fine, but my ears pick up that you're saying that we're insulted because they were making a comment. Let me just speak for me. Ever since I've been in this community, I love you all. I've never seen anything wrong. I support you. I personally support you. I'm on record saying that. Anybody got a problem with that can see me outside, okay? And that's how I feel about that. That's where the storm is coming from. I didn't take anything you said as an insult, okay? Thank you.
And I'm sorry I didn't take that anyone in this room was being insulted, and I'm sorry for miscommunicating that. Because I think we should do that for all of our neighbors, though. Anyone else? Sir?
Yeah. Good evening, everybody. My name is Israel. I'm supporting Hayden Restaurant. I don't know too much about this community, but tonight she explained me why she's here, and I think it's an unfair situation why she's passing across, and that's what I'm calm. I came with her to support her, and well, if you see around the old Mount Pleasant, you can see some business with a loading zone. And then I think it's unfair that some people or some business don't have that loading zones. That's why I came with her.
Jack, did we miss anyone?
Hi, I'm Salima. I go to the University of Maryland, and I'm here for a school project.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is John, and I'm with Salima, too, from the University of Maryland. So we're here to observe and see what the ANC here is all about. So,
When you find out what the ANC is all about, let us know, will you please?
Now we should proceed to the next.
Yeah, let me add a time check because I'm having recording issues at 7:59 p.m. Thank you.
All right. The next is the secretary's report.
Okay. On the minutes of the February 15th meeting, are there any corrections to be offered to those minutes? They were distributed shortly after the meeting.
Seeing none, I declare them accepted.
Thank you. Meeting notes. I've posted these repeatedly. If people want to know what is coming up the next meeting, everything I know is accessible on my website, on the web, and there are links to it from the ANC website. And I want to report, as I believe this is my task as secretary, that the Drupal website is now up and running, thanks to our friend Ben Ziegler here. It was a considerable effort. I have all the commissioners have an opportunity to take a look at it online.
No.
No. Use the microphone, please. This one right behind you, your computer. And be sure it's turned on.
Okay, no, I haven't seen the website yet, and so I know that you sent out an email saying that there was a link that we could access, but for whatever reason, I couldn't find that link in your email, so I don't know if my eyes just missed it. So what I'd like to do, what I'd like to ask, is since you have your computer there, if you could pull up the website from the test location so that the audience can see it too, because I recalled in the email to the commissioners you asked that we provide you feedback on what we'd like to change, but I'd like to hear how the users who would interface with the website and for whom we're really doing the website, our residents, what they think of it, because that will inform, too, what I think of it, you know, in addition, of course, to what I personally think of the website. I'd just like to open it up. So if while you're giving the report, if you could just go to that test location from your computer and just pull it up, that I think that would be very helpful.
I don't have web access here.
Oh, you don't?
I don't have wireless access.
Oh, I have wireless.
Well, then you should be able to.
Oh, but it's on your computer.
But then
oh,
that's
too bad. Oh, well.
Ben, can you help us here?
A who?
Yeah.
That was a great idea. I thought all laptops had wireless. Oh, well. Okay.
No, she needs all the Apple sells $100, $50 dongles. And if you don't have it with you, there's an analog and a digital one.
All right. Well, I tried, everyone. I guess so then I'll make a suggestion for later. When we get to it at the right point in time, I'll suggest that at the next informal meeting that we have an open demonstration of what the website is so that we can have people from the community give us feedback and so forth on that.
Okay. I do have printouts of various pages, which are not great, but at least we'll show you the content. But I don't understand why. Laura, did you look at the website?
I think it's a good idea, though, to go through what you have up here.
I'm just disappointed that people haven't done so because I put this out.
I couldn't find the link in your email, and so I should have followed up right away and said I don't understand where the link is. But I couldn't find. I don't know that you even. You must have attached it. I didn't see it though.
Let me report that I saw your initial link and went to it. And by the way, since then the logo has been changed. Perhaps an editorial decision by the secretary. The logo on the website. I saw your email tonight, and I could not find the URL when you told people to go to it.
I guess I'm the only one. I mean, and I'm not all that computer literate with websites or whatever, but I thought it looked fine. I like the fact that each as individual commissioners can access it and put on there what we want.
But if this is it, I mean, it's cute.
It just doesn't look very good in this layout. This is the opening page with the tabs across the top. And this is done strictly according to the prescription in our resolution of last February.
The homepage features the upcoming meetings.
Bless you.
Question.
It lists the officers. It lists the next meeting. It lists the commissioners. Question?
Question. One is a couple of questions. One is that I'm wondering if there's some way for the website to meet the Americans with Disability Standards, because I have older eyes, and it's difficult to read. I think it's lamentable that people put everything in six-point type.
Well, I believe in looking at the code that it's done in a non-specified font. That is to say, you can specify yourself whether you want larger or smaller.
Yeah, because my print is larger than that right there.
Well, this looks pretty awful, I have to admit. I did load in this nice picture. Oh, Jasmine, go ahead.
Yes. Can you add the area code and the phone number, please? Because there is too many area codes, you know, that people use in Washington, D.C. We use 202, but it's too many. I think it's more formal. You put 202 in the area code, the phone numbers to the chair, vice chair, and you.
Be happy to do that. And another feature of this that you can't see it here is that, as our prescription specified, there is a direct link to the Google group. So our Google messages show up here. You can click on the messages. You can use the microphone. I can't hear it. Jasmine, what do you want?
No, I say, can I see the picture, the first picture, and see? Okay, thank you.
And, of course, all this is changeable. It's already a function of what the commissioners want to see.
I'd like to suggest that since we're so diverse, that no scene, no photograph be used to represent all of Mount Pleasant. And that we just keep it so that it's easy to read and succinct.
I will let the commission decide that. I think a picture frightens it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I like pictures too.
Absolutely, pictures. We look like we run a hospital.
then if that
we have to have pictures, we have to have color. I think we should add music. I'm kidding, but I'm just saying we don't want this to be sterile and cold. We want it to be inviting. We want people to say, "Oh, our meeting will be interesting." And I'll recommend a different picture for that for me.
then secondly, if that be the case, then we invite people to submit new pictures.
I think we can change the picture as frequently as people want, surely.
And invite people to submit them. And and I would trust you, Jack, as a commissioner that has accepted this responsibility, to circulate them.
Sure.
Me too. To just put them in, and
I'm all in favor of cycling through the pictures to show all of Mount Pleasant.
Yes.
Well, I think I actually have some pictures left over stock from my website from all over Mount Pleasant that I'm happy to show you, and they're really nice, actually.
So I gather that the suggestion is accepted.
To have
for you to cycle through
pictures. Yes. So it's a change. I like that.
And that way you can, in fact, if you wish, by my lights. Put in a picture for each page, and you can recycle them.
If I had the pictures, I would, because I was trying to brighten this up. This is the commissioner's page.
Okay.
And it's simply a table of two rows of three. And, of course, I had the picture of myself, and I stole China's picture from her website.
Did you look at Stormy's website?
There's a... Oh, I didn't. Well, then I will go there and get... I will steal whatever picture I will get. I mean, I want to see this filled up with pictures of all of us, for sure. I did locate a picture of Laura. Black and white, but what I could find. Yeah.
If I want to... We can send the picture to you. You put in the...
Yes.
Page?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that's the easiest thing to do. And this is where we have our contact information, including emails. And I should mention, it's not visible here, but there is a switch up in the right corner that says language. And if you want in Spanish, you click on the switch, and bingo, it's in Spanish.
We could even put Vietnamese.
Yes. You name your language, it is there. It's really quite amazing.
Yeah, are you aware that there are 5 official languages that all government documents are to be available in?
And that's implicit here.
Okay.
Thank you. My another question is, how many languages do you have? But you know, in my Pleasant Street, there is people that speak Russian, people don't speak. Maybe they need, you know, Chinese, Japanese, or something, or yeah. Only Spanish and English.
Oh no, it's a whole list. It's unfortunate I can't see it here because it's about 20-25 different languages.
It's all the ones that Google does.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. This is a Google function.
Good. Well. Can we proceed now? Any other discussion? Laura?
I'm sorry, it's puzzling me no end. Okay.
Sorry, no, it's an annoyingly two last names, sorry.
Okay, I will take it out.
Oh, yeah, and my last name too, please, you forgot what you see, is like Laura, you know, Romero Castillo is one last name.
So you want the hyphen?
The guion. I don't know how they say it in English, guion. Okay.
So you want to take Laura's hyphen and give it to Jasmine?
Yes, please.
I can do that.
Yeah, but my name is like this.
Okay.
Stormy, you raised your hand.
I was just raising my hand to move on.
Okay, good.
Make sure you stay focused over there.
Before we move on, Amina, does everyone know who actually put the website together? Because you designed it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And just so you know, it's very simple and basic.
We made a very basic, simple, clean site with no text and images so that all the images will translate to other languages. And there, under documents, there's a document management interface where when there's a new document posted, people that want alerts will be alerted, or if there's an updated document, they can be alerted. And there's also Google Analytics on this, so you could see who's going where and judge if anybody's using the map or one of the tabs. You can remove a tab down the line. You can see who's going where. There's all sorts of stuff you could do with this. And I think the whole focus is that it's going to save you guys a lot of money because you could just take it the way you want to go with it, and you don't need to get a designer or developer to do anything ever again.
I think it looks great.
Thanks.
I'll try to make this short. Jack, would you also consider the possibility of putting other maps up there?
I will put whatever you like
all right.
up there.
So a map
I have the limits here.
Of all the ANCs in the city so people can put us in like Jasmine.
Yeah. One question. The people can add comments or something on the web page, but there's sometimes, you know, the people want to say something.
You can enable it, but there's the problem. Since it's anonymous, you're going to get spam. So you're going to get stuff up there you're not going to want up there. And then you're going to need to moderate that content. So I think the best thing is you have the Google Groups thing that I think people can post to, and people can discuss what they want about the pages there. But otherwise, you're going to get mostly spams and advertisements.
But I'm not sure that was the question. I thought Jasmine was asking for comments from the audience about these web pages.
No? Let me okay. take... excuse me. The chair wishes to acknowledge the request from Stormy that we move on, and I also want to give my support to China's suggestion that this be a topic of discussion at our next informal meeting.
Yes, but I have a question, though. Since we're here, I think it's important, I move that we open it up for public discussion, and that if there is anyone out there who has a comment about a question about the website or feels that there needs to be any additional utility, it's helpful to hear that now, and so I move that we open it up for 2 minutes of public discussion.
Is there a second? There is a second. All in favor?
Okay, you have some discussion?
Discussion, okay, yes. Discussion.
Yeah, I would rather get through all of the pages before we open to public discussion. I mean, I'm happy to have it. Yes, there are more. Oh, yes.
Showing us right now?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I thought we were great.
I would like to see us perhaps come back to that later. because we have a number of things on the agenda, and perhaps we can come back to that.
Well, I'll table my motion until you finish the pages, at which point I'll renew the motion.
Okay. And I'll support it right now. But let me be clear here. What I'm asking for this evening is approval by the commission for paying Eco Solutions, Ben Ziegler, $3,000 for his work in building his website.
Let's get that out of the way now. Let me take that as a motion.
I make that motion.
And I'll second it. Any discussion? No? All in favor? 6-0. Okay.
Okay, fine. That makes my life easier.
Now, this is part of the secretary's report. And let me suggest, if we're going to spend much more time on this, I've already heard there are two of us that think that we should have asked that we move on and not spend a lot of time on this right now. I'd like, if you wish to change your mind, Story?
Yes, I was under the impression that he was finished with that part. I don't want to stop him from completely informing us of everything.
Okay. Give me just a couple minutes to go through the last pages. I think we've done the things. The next page is the resolutions, which has links to all the resolutions passed in our meetings.
Since for the last 6 years?
Initially, it's just the meeting this year. Once we are established on a website, on a permanent site, then I am going to make it everything as far as back as my records go. Right now, it's just this year.
You're welcome to use the material that I assembled so there on the website. It took a long time to get those together. Okay.
I've got my map of the SMDs. Specified in our specifications, the notes concerning upcoming meetings. Links to Mount Pleasant sites, and please add. Tell me what you want added to this, and I will add them. Under documents, the only things I could think of were the bylaws and the DC code that applies to ANCs. If people have suggestions for more, I'll do it. Let me point out, I skipped this, under the commissioners tab, there will be a menu, a drop-down menu that leads to pages for each commissioner. And those individual pages are for you to contribute to as you wish. And it's really very easy. You don't have to know web, HTML, anything like that. You can take your ordinary documents and upload your documents and your pictures and make your own web page as part of the site.
Please, let me recognize the commissioners. China.
I can't remember because it was on the contacts page, but I just want to make sure there's a link to my website, to our website, to each individual commissioner's website if they have one. There was. Okay, never mind. Thanks. Oh, great. Okay, thanks.
Okay, that completes my presentation.
Chasen.
One question. I suppose we have the email from the DC government. You can add the DC government email to the webpage.
As I understand it, let me ask Jack to answer it.
We have an arrangement now where anyone can email to the Google group, and that then is automatically distributed to us. So that's a function that already exists.
Let me see if I can clarify, to be precise, that anyone can write an email to the commission. Google groups. Jack, secretary, pulls out the spam. Then all the emails that are sent to the Google groups are available via a link in this website.
Yeah, my question is...
Excuse me, is that the case, Jack?
You better repeat that. I was busy.
Okay. Anyone can submit a email to Google Groups.
Yes.
There is a link from this site to Google Groups.
You will see the the message show up on the homepage.
So, are the messages all arrayed, or do you have to link through to them?
You click on the it lists the names of the messages. You click on that name, and it will bring up the message.
Okay, let me just say that I would prefer that to be inside so that the famous unpleasant controversies are in a second page rather than up front.
Okay, you wanted to open this to a public discussion. This is the time to do that.
Absolutely. Motion off the table, I renew it. Open to public discussion for 2 minutes, just in case there are any comments, questions, or suggestions.
Okay, there's been a motion and a second for how many minutes?
Two.
All in favor of this, raise your hand. It's passed. So, may I see your hands of anyone that wishes to comment on the website? Because we only have 2 or 3 minutes, I'll limit you to 1 minute. Anyone? Seeing none? Okay. Laura.
I just wanted to thank Jack for taking the leadership and putting this up and putting it all together, including the content and finding the contractor and everything. I think it's really served the public really well. I agree with that.
Thank you for that. The contractor is one of my constituents who actually just kind of dropped into my lap. And it's been a very, very happy relationship. The key here is that this is done in Drupal. Drupal is a content management system and is the most sophisticated content management system. And we have to thank Greg for guiding us to the use of Drupal.
Thank you. This has been under discussion for 6 or 7 years, and it is. I'm glad to see it finally resulting in something. It's been fought over every year. May we move on now to the treasurer's report?
Sorry, did you give an expected go live date?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Did you give an expected go live date for the website?
Ben, I mean, it should be practically immediate. It's really the only issue here now is, well, it's a little more complicated than that. I'm sorry. See, we have an existing website. And the question is, how do we do the conversion from the existing website to the new website? The code is all ready to go. The only question is the host.
Let me say that I'll work. I'm anxious to get this off my back. I did some corrections even today, which you may want to take note of some official times. And then we'll work together so I can get the password and all that to you. By the way, I had already given Gottlieb Simon the passwords and everything that was needed so the commission at any time could change its webmaster. So I'll work with you to get that going as soon as we can.
It does, but that requires a resolution by the commission to have Gottlieb do that. Let's proceed with the...
Informally, I'll just give it to him.
I'm sorry?
I'll just work with him to get the thing up.
You're going to work with Ben?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Jasmine?
Yeah, it's possible the commissioner has the meeting with him. I mean, sorry, what is your name?
Daniel.
It's okay. But we can try to explain to us how we can work in, maybe spread it to us.
That could happen on...
No. I say, but, we need more information or something like that, like a training, the old commissioner with him. It's only a question.
I see. That's an idea, yes. But let me, would the commission allow me to put forward a quick resolution that the passwords and instructions for access to the website be left in escrow with Gottlieb Simon, the executive director of the Office of ANCs.
Second the motion.
All in discussion? China?
No discussion. I'm waiting to vote yes.
Okay. All in favor? 6-0. Okay, fine. One.
What's the go live date?
Well,
the uncomplicated.
I expect it's going to be happening later this week. It's very soon. Real soon now. RSM. I want to raise another point. Our policy calls for the commission to select a commissioner for the primary responsibility for the website construction and updating. Stormy.
I'd like to suggest, Jack, that you remain doing that. I mean, unless you have a problem with it, or not, unless it's another commissioner that would like to take that. I mean, you're doing such an excellent job. My theory is if it's not broken, my
to move it. Things along, let me take that as a motion and second.
Is second.
Surety. Yeah. Well, it's okay. And and ask for discussion. Seeing none, raise your hand if you're in favor.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. It's 6-0, and so we can move on.
Yeah, the last issue is the matter of the host. And Greg, I assume you're going to talk to Ben and work something out.
Sure.
Okay. I'll be happy with whatever you work out.
And I'm happy to do anything. It's just that I did a big search and maintain a search because I've got over 300 domains and look for the cheapest.
Yeah, well, there may let's get beyond cheapest because sometimes cheapest is.
Agreed. Drupal happens to be a resource hog, so we need to change that.
Well, that's good.
So let me say that I will cooperate with Ben as his assistant in that, and I don't have a dog in this race. Okay. Stormy.
Can we please move on?
Okay.
That's why they call her Stormy.
No. Please don't depreciate her.
I'm sorry.
We've just got to be more
careful. And she knows that.
Sure, but sometimes people misunderstand. We had a discussion about this, that it's my job to do this. Okay, let's go. Fine. So
treasurer's report, right?
Yes.
Okay. The district government has finally admitted that the allotment check for the third quarter of FY09 never got to us, and they have promised us a replacement. Hasn't come yet. I have provided the annual tax forms for our contractors, Rob Waldeck and Tony Grillo. Our Q3 FY10 quarterly report has passed review by the auditor. I have to write a routine check to Tony Grillo for the posters, $100. I assume there is no objection to that. I need a check to myself for $50.85 to pay for these 5 books, which I just passed out earlier this evening. I assume there is no objection to that. We've already authorized the purchase of the books. I'm just looking for a confirmation that everything is in order.
So let me offer a motion to approve all of these items with the exception of the purchasing hosting for the moment, and it's not that much money. I assume that we can work that out.
We've already agreed on the e-government solution, $3,000.
Right.
I assume there's no objection to $50.85 to me.
No, all of them is as listed here.
I'm just being clear because I want this to be on the audio record.
Sure.
And that then we are not going to deal with the authorization to purchase hosting at this time. Is that correct?
It'll be easy and quick.
Okay, so that's postponed. Thank you.
Okay, so my question is, I'm looking for there to be a charge at some point or a check at some point for $1,000 and like maybe $49, whatever that fee was for Greg to continue the appeal before the Board of Zoning Adjustment. I thought that at some point a couple of months ago we authorized Greg, the commission authorized, because I didn't vote on that, but the commission authorized Greg to continue to pursue an appeal before the Board of Zoning Adjustment, and that there was some kind of a $1,000 fee that was due to the court. But in the past 2 formal business meetings, I haven't seen a check for that amount come up on the treasurer's report.
Let me answer that. I was able to convince the Board of Zoning Adjustment to waive the fee.
Okay.
Oh, Laura, then Stormy.
Just a quick note about our next business meeting. I unfortunately will be absent at that meeting because it's Easter week, and that's the only week that my school teacher mother can join us for vacation. So I just want that on the public record for why I won't be present.
Thank you. Stormy.
When situations like that come up, when you said you were able to talk to them and, you know, we weren't charged, that needs to come back to us. It needs to be a point of record.
All right. Did I, in fact, ask for an authorization of $1,000 last time? I don't think I did.
You did not, but I saw that on the Google groups that was the charge coming up, because that's one of the reasons for the urgency in presenting the motion that night and asking the commissioners to vote on it, because you were that charge was pending,
yeah.
And you would have had to pay for it otherwise, unless you dropped the appeal.
There was a misunderstanding. I can understand that, but because I never specifically asked for it in a resolution, I didn't think that I had to follow up on it. Sorry.
Okay, well, I thought that was the point in us getting our stuff from Google so we can see things that's going on. So we needed, I mean, it wasn't even come back to be mentioned.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
Good.
And I agree with Stormy on that, because even though I didn't vote for the resolution, I do recall that you were authorized as the commission's agent, in the sense that you were acting on behalf of the commission. So in my mind, everything that happens in that case needs in some way to be reported back to the commission.
By the way, there is a transcript and a recording of it, a video of it on their website. And it's still pending. Let me give a quick report then, that the board will vote on the 1st of April. Story.
I was trying to stop you to let you know that we haven't voted on accepting the treasurer's report. We got to get things done decent in order, not unless I left the room and didn't remember. Did we do that? Okay.
Is there any objection to accepting the treasurer's report? Seeing none, I declare it accepted.
I think the next issue is a topic for the informal meeting, and I'm perfectly happy to say let's have a focus meeting on the new website.
And any other issue that may come up.
Well, of course. That's always the case. But we like a focus issue, and that seems to be a good one.
Okay. And may I add, for the commission's suggestion, and something that a number of commissioners have raised, is how can we reach out to the full diversity of Mount Pleasant and engage people for better communication? I believe you're one of the proponents of that.
I don't recall that specific discussion, but I think it's always good to have diversity and a wide array of people speaking into what we're doing, because we represent people, in my opinion.
Would you accept that as a friendly amendment to your motion, in which case I would second it?
Whatever it was,
I don't understand what the amendment was. I don't understand.
I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
I know he's talking about diversity and people and participating.
No,
and I'm
it's
like,
something
that
more
good
than the website.
I did not track it with the website. I did not connect it to that.
This goes back a little ways, because originally I was going to take on the website to implement Drupal and a bunch of other things of the technology to reach out that I had to head. Now that it's come, there are ideas about what we might do and what the needs are. So I'm suggesting a discussion of how can we use our technology to better reach out to people. And not just the site, but open it up for what the needs are, because the sites should meet the needs. Is there any objection to that? Looks like there's none. Okay, now shall we move on?
I'm sorry. I guess I'm not clear, because what are we amending? What was the motion on the table? I thought that the agreement was that the next informal meeting would be on the new website with the demonstration of how it works. And then you're saying, just help me.
No, there was not an agreement to that. It was we made a motion Jack. And to make it move forward, I seconded it, to be clear. And then I asked him if he would accept as a friendly amendment that it be extended not just to the website, but to what people think the communications and engagement needs are and how they can be used.
Sure, why not?
Okay. All in favor? 6-0. Good. Doesn't hurt to be clear. Let me suggest we now turn our attention to unfinished business. Jack, would you, as secretary, would you please read the resolution?
Resolved, ANC Wendy advises the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority and the District Department of Transportation to determine the feasibility of moving the bus stop on southbound Mount Pleasant Street and Irving Street from the north side approach to the south side departure of the intersection.
I'll second. Discussion. Story.
First, I want to offer my apologies for missing the informal meeting. And to my understanding that meeting was going to be focused on the moving of the bus stop. Am I correct? Or
yes.
Okay. So am I to understand that the general consensus was that the people are for the moving of the bus stop?
That was my sense, that there were no strong objections and many proponents for it. Laura.
But I would also add that meeting was not well attended, and so I don't think we necessarily want to make a judgment as a commission based on about 7 or so people who came from the community to that meeting. And the other thing that I wanted to raise on this particular point is I'd like to better understand actually why the bus stop was placed in that location to begin with, because I'm sure that there are people who study this and focus on why bus stops and public locations are where they are and why we have certain routes the way we have them. And so it might be that was a decision made before the population was the size it is, or it might be that there are lots of reasons that it makes sense to move it, but without that representation of the understanding for why that decision was made to begin with, I certainly don't feel that I have the knowledge base to understand whether it makes sense to move it, because maybe there will be some unintended consequence of moving it, and it will be worse, because people who know a lot more about this issue than I would know aren't here to explain that side of it. So I'm curious about what others think about that.
Story.
I don't know how after this particular point that I'm going to make, but back when, we're not going to inquire how many years ago this was, but back when I was about 12, one of my uncles actually worked for the Transit Authority at that time, which was not Metro. I'm not going to say what it was called because then they'll know how old I am. But the bus stops were done in distances. Like one had to be a certain amount of distance from the other from that point they went on. That's the very basics as to how it started.
And so do we know then that bus stop was put there during that time that your uncle worked there?
Yes, it was, because I was going to school, and that was that was my bus stop that I had to get
John,
at
actually,
all.
Well, yeah. Actually, Jack had raised his hand before you started.
Oh,
so that's the reason that you should seek recognition from the chair before you speak.
Okay.
Jack.
Yeah, I mean, in response to Laura's concerns, which is legitimate, of course. We don't want to make a decision based on hearing from a handful of people, but there is a significant amount of support for the idea. And it's important to note that this merely calls for determining the feasibility. It does not yet say we want it moved. And I should think that in the process of determining the feasibility, we can explore these issues of the pros and cons. Now, one of the major issues which I have pointed out is that with the existing bus stop, when the bus is stopped at the intersection, people walk in front of the bus in the crosswalk, step out from behind the bus into traffic. And that's why I believe policy now is, in general, to put the bus stop on the far side of the intersection rather than the approach side, because then people getting off the bus step behind the bus, and they're not hidden and risking being hit by oncoming cars.
Sorry.
I totally agree that I think that safety-wise, the bus stop would be beneficial being moved. However, my point is that I just want to make sure the people of the community understand, and if that meeting was poorly attended, I just want to make sure, and I understand in the process of them, of us asking them to look into the feasibility of it, I still would like to try again to have a meeting for the community.
No question, right. I'm going to take my turn now. Number one, there was a consultant's report summary posted on the website before the informal meeting that answers a lot of questions and surveys the reasons for things. And to support Jack's recollection, in fact, in an earlier discussion, Art Lawson did tell me that they generally preferred that, as did Jonathan Cass, who is the committee clerk for the council committee overseeing this. So that is, and reading the consultant's report, it appears that this is, in most cases, preferred. China.
I have concerns about this resolution supposedly merely asking for a study of the feasibility of moving the bus stop. I think it goes slightly beyond that, because I think that in the why section, it makes several statements with respect, or I guess to me, I would call them even assumptions at this point, even though I know some commissioners feel like they have enough information so that it's not an assumption. But in any event, though, assumptions regarding the fact that it's necessarily safer for the bus stop to be moved to a different location, when I don't think that enough information was presented either via our website or either via to the commissioners online or at that meeting that we had, the informal meeting, for us to be able to determine that. And I do recall that DDOT was not at that meeting, and it was attended only by 9 people, and the meeting was all over the place in terms of topics, and it would jump back and forth between talking about bus stops, to talking about meter tickets, to talking about, you know, ABRA situations, and then we'd circle back to bus stops again. And so I don't think that that meeting was comprehensive enough or even organized enough to have treated the subject appropriately, so I'm concerned there. The other thing is that I still recall that from our original meeting, I think it was back in January or February, the reason that the bus stop, the issue of moving the bus stop came up was just, it had to do initially with the loading zone. And so we have businesses on Mount Pleasant Street that need a loading zone. And so the idea was that, oh, well, what if we move the bus stop? You know, what kind of opportunities does that create for there to be a loading zone? But then somehow the moving the bus stop issue took on a life of its own. So I hear what other commissioners are saying about the safety reason, and I think that that's important. But it's not clear to me that moving the bus stop mitigates the safety risk, if there is one, entirely, and doesn't create a different safety risk, whether that be for cars or, you know, pedestrians or what have you. So I'm not prepared to support this resolution tonight the way that it's currently drafted.
Let me respond to that. And that is that the idea of moving that bus stop has been discussed at quite a few meetings in the past. Jack and I went out and spent some time looking at all the bus stops and how they are arranged and whether or not they are servicing a lot of people and how many parking spaces that they take up. So the suggestion that this came up only because someone wanted a loading zone is, in fact, not true. May I ask now for a vote to close discussion? Jack?
I just wanted to point out one of the documents which I have posted, which considers the pros and cons of bus stops on the near side, bus stops on the far side of an intersection. Certainly there are pros and cons. It's not a simple issue, and I'm just looking forward to the possibility of exploring this. And I think it's true that what initiated this discussion was the possibility of using the area instead of the loading zone. Now we have a different approach to accomplish that end. I still think it's worthwhile looking into this possibility of moving that bus stop to reduce the pedestrian hazards and to reduce the conflict with traffic. So let's just explore it and find out.
And I would like to say that I would...
I had... I put, I put forward a motion, but the question is there a second to close discussion? Or would, let me just observe. Seeing no second, then my motion to close discussion
is second.
Okay. Then this takes precedence. All in favor for closing discussion at this time? See your hands. Three. Four. Discussion is closed. We now move to a vote. All in favor of the resolution? It's 5-0, and all opposed? China Terrell opposes. The next item of business, let me suggest, is the first on the new business. And we only have two more resolutions. Jack, would you read this? Or Jasmine, would you like to read this? Si. Bien. It needs to be read into the record. So can you read? Would you start?
The secretary reads the resolution, yes. No problemo. Resolved, ANC-1D advises the D.C. Department of Transportation to explore the feasibility of moving the existing loading zone on Irving Street west of Mount Pleasant Street to Mount Pleasant Street, abutting the bus stop at the intersection of Mount Pleasant Street and Irving Street. This is a specific idea to be included in the loading zone evaluation requested by a resolution passed in February 15th meeting.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
All right. Discussion.
Okay. This point is very, very important to us because the block 3100, don't have loading zone. You know, we have the 40 business in the block 31. You see, this is like 60% is Latin business people, another percent is another people. We have only in 7-Eleven and the Best Way supermarket. Lorenzon, you know, has too many things. We have too many tickets for the people coming and deliver it to the old business that we need. Put, you know, the loading zone in the 31 blocks. Because if 3200 block has too many, why the 3100 block don't have, you know, loading zone? There is one in Irving Street, but there is too many confusion for this how do you say rotulo? Size and say they can park in the, you know, the truck. The all delivery people use the truck, the big truck. We have a lot of tickets, you know, and we need sometimes the people don't can come to make delivery to the Mount Pleasant Street for the too many tickets. And suppose for the call legally, there is one loading zone in the corner, and the 3100 block has the corner in the Irving Street has another corner in Kenyon Street, has another corner in another Kilborn Street, but we don't have loading zone. You know, sometimes the people can use, you know, the loading zone for the 7-Eleven, but this is, you know, the people can, it's too far to another business. This is the reason we're not trying to do. And the Irving Street, the loading zone, no walking, but the truck can use the loading zone. Another problem is we have the bus stop in front. You know, when the bus stop is over there, the car needs more space for the going to the light. Sorry for my English. I'm trying to.
No, it's fine. Okay. Anyone else? Jack.
I wonder if I would be permitted to read the why statement into the record. I think it's also very illuminating.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
There is at this time no loading zone on the west side of the 3100 block of Mount Pleasant Street, south of Kenyon Street.
There is also no alley serving the establishments between Irving Street and the alley north of Irving Street, making truck access for deliveries of trash removal very difficult. Frequently, trucks use the bus stop, interfering with bus operations and traffic flow. The loading zone currently in place on Irving Street is of limited effectiveness because of the relative difficulty of access via Irving. The street is one-way eastbound, so there's no access from the east, and access from the west is complicated by signs advising no trucks on Kenyon and Irving Street at the Adamsville Road intersection with Irving. Furthermore, access from that direction is through a residential neighborhood, and residents naturally would prefer less truck traffic passing by their homes. Access via Mount Pleasant Street is consistent with the commercial nature of that street, and it's used for truck access to commercial establishments. There is a loading zone on Mount Pleasant Street north of Kenyon, but this is too distant to be useful to the businesses at the south end of the 3100 block. The loss in metered parking spots on Mount Pleasant Street would be compensated, partially or entirely, by the conversion of the Irving Street loading zone to parking.
Thank you. Jasmine.
Also, we need more loading zone, but you know, the side from Bank of America, they don't have any loading zone, you know. But the third block is big.
China.
My understanding is, and I'm prepared to support this resolution, also in part because my understanding is that we're only asking for a feasibility study on the idea of moving one loading zone from where it is currently to a location that's more convenient for everyone that needs to use the loading zone. So there's no net loss necessarily in parking for Mount Pleasant Street. Is that correct? Okay, so my understanding then, just from the nods that I see, is that that's correct. And so then my other point, I guess, that I wanted to put out there, I guess two of them. One, people can listen to this meeting live on the radio, CPR 97.5 FM. Thank you, Natalie Avery. The second point is that I'm wondering if we already look at, or should we mention, I mean, I'm not sure. I hear that DuPont Circle does this really well because that's another commercial area where there's limited street parking, but there are a lot of businesses that need loading zones, and my understanding is that they've done well to accomplish, like, maintaining the maximum amount of parking, but also getting the loading zones spaced out on the street in a way that's equal for all of the business establishments. So just curious as to whether anyone looked into that or whether anyone's familiar with how things work around DuPont Circle.
I looked at Adams Morgan, as I reported a couple of times before, and got a lot of blow-by-blow details from Lisa Duperrier and from Wilson Reynolds, as two very well-placed people that tended to disagree on many of the elements of it, and so I tried to consult with the group that that drafted this in consideration of that, and actually I think that we would do well just to proceed, but and ask for this straight out rather than go through another study, which tends not to happen. Given the district's budget, it tends not, it'll be delayed. And so, if I may, I wonder if you would accept a friendly amendment for us to just move and recommend this to the various parties.
I'm going to decline that because I want to put this out there and see if anybody is seriously upset by the possibility. Because the history of Mount Pleasant is, there's always somebody whose ox is gored. And, for example, I would like to know if the proprietors at Lee Irving will have a problem with this. Then let's proceed.
Okay. Jasmine.
Yes, another. I'm not sure if I'm correct or wrong, but I suppose the loading zones in the nighttime is free parking for the community. I mean, it is better if you try to, two loading zones, we have more parking for the people, you know. I think in the block 31, because we come back to the building, you know. We had 200 people, I mean.
Yes.
And a lot of people have the car. Think about the future to my tenants.
Fine.
So, thank you.
Laura.
Motion to close discussion.
Second.
All in favor? 6-0. Call for the vote. All in favor of the resolution? 6-0. The last resolution presented for this evening, because I've withdrawn the other two, is the one on the BCA. And let me just read the main part of it, and then if I can get a second, I'll give an explanation. Resolved, ANC1D advises the DC Council and the Office of Zoning, Board of Zoning Adjustments, the Office of Planning, the Department of Consumer and Regulatory Affairs, including the Office of Zoning Administrator, to make changes in their operations listed in the appendix and the why to the points. The whys to the points. Since the resolution is broken down into several points, let me read those. The membership on the BCA should be expanded. The BCA patterns of operation should be subject to the Zoning Commission with appeals on patterns of behavior to be considered immediately. The BCA should adapt and extend the practices of Historic Preservation Review Board, Alcohol Beverage Control Board, and the Public Service Commission to institute staff services that can expedite most cases, clarify the issues, alternatives, interest groups, and consequences before a BCA hearing. Only transcript services that include quality control checks of every word by a third party should be used. Transcripts should be available normally within a week. 5. The code and law supporting BCA should be changed to emphasize that the role of the BCA is to assure that the zoning administrator rationally considers as paramount the stated interests of the zoning code. And 6. By law, precedents of the prior rulings of BCA should not bias future cases. 7. The BCA should schedule at least 9 hearings a year at night. Is there a second to this motion? Thank you, Jasmine.
Second.
Thank you. Discussion. China.
I'm afraid that I can't support the motion the way that it's written, and here's why. It's not written to me necessarily in a spirit of collaboration and like working with the government agencies, and there are some comments in here that I think aren't necessary or appropriate. So, for example, the BZA is not a cadet branch of the Superior Court. I don't think that we need to say it that way. I think that we can use language that's much more professional and just like respectful of the Board of Zoning Administration as a collegial body to the ANC. And so there may be some good ideas in here, but I think that this resolution is long, and I think that we can actually refine it to focus on what those great ideas are and just kind of offer the Board of Zoning Administration the same respect that we actually request of them as the Advisory Neighborhood Commission to promote a more collaborative working relationship with government agencies, which is what we really need to focus on this year. Great.
Let me just briefly respond by saying there is a collaborative process that has been set up by Kwame Brown, the chairman of the council. He asked the mayor's nominee and likely chair of the Zoning Commission to talk with ANC commissioners, including me, and about these ideas, which I did present to the council. Speaking for Always Mount Pleasant. So there was an early meeting between Anthony Hook, myself, and one of the ANC commissioners that has long been complaining about how the BZA operates and corroborates most of these points. we decided that soon to open up the discussion with other ANC commissioners and have the Office of Zoning, including any representatives from the BZA. We thought about getting the secretary to come to those meetings. And so the purpose of this is not to impose anything, but it becomes a set of ideas for discussion. And the tone of it, I'm not a professional, and I have no intentions of being a professional. That's another class of society that has its contributions, but I'm not part of it.
You have a PhD from almost Ivy League institution. You are.
Well, no. It's a choice that people make. I'm not professional, but I do seek to be adult and collegial. And so that process, and what the purpose of this is to introduce a number of the ideas into this discussion, which then Chairman Hood will report back to Chairman of Brown about, and then we'll probably have another round to come back to all the ANCs in the city with proposals on these improvements.
Well, if I can respond, Dr. Edwards and Commissioner Edwards, I still think that we can do a better job in the language to show that we care about a collegial relationship with the government agencies. And like I said, I think that there are great ideas on here that come out of the meetings that you had, but I just think that we can refine this.
Thank you. Stormy, and thank you for the praise.
Well, I think that this is possibly a very good resolution. However, the extended length of this, it just made me tired reading it. And I, too, feel that this could be done over, made shorter, or whatever the case might be. But the resolution in a whole, I would love to support, but I'm not sure I want all of specific wording as it stands now either, but whatever the general commission, I guess I can forego some of these, this wording and some of this length that you put to this resolution.
Jack.
Yeah, I think it's just too much. I mean, I think there are very likely some admirable points in here, but they are embedded in so much, it's just indigestible. I think this would benefit from a reorganization, probably a breaking up into multiple resolutions, so that we could consider each of these major points more carefully. And I'd agree that some of the assertions should be deleted, the ones that are quite pejorative concerning the current Board of Zoning Adjustment behavior. I would move at this point that this be tabled until the next monthly meeting so that we can undertake that reorganization.
Second.
A motion to table has precedence. We now, and I believe it's not to be discussed, so.
It can be discussed. Any motion can be discussed.
Not any motion.
Right.
But, okay. Let me then just say that the reason it's so long is because of a consultation process that I've been going through and trying to pull in ideas and sometimes this is watered down from the tone that many commissioners that have had repeated confrontations with the BCA have used. So I thought that I had a responsibility to go forward with at least something of the tone of the thing. And so I would appeal to my fellow commissioners to put this forward as an introduction to the discussion. It perhaps could be then repurposed for that by simply saying that this is addressed to Chairman Designate Anthony Hood of the Office of Zoning for as input as a for further discussion. Jack.
Well, let me just say that if we table this for a month, we will have more time to think about it. We'll have time to reorganize it, and I think it'll be much stronger if it is reorganized into something which is a little less overwhelming.
All right. Then any further discussion? No. Calling for a vote. All those who wish to table this, raise your hand. It's 5. All those opposed? I oppose. 2. So it's it is 4-2, and the motion to table passes. I believe there's no further business that has been presented, and therefore I entertain a motion to adjourn. Motion? There is further business.
I have one letter I put to any members to ANC commissioner, but I needed, you know, the people, the guy held to us for the translation. Can we please, before we terminate the meeting?
I need the commission's permission to do this. All in favor of allowing this letter to be read?
Where's my wireless microphone?
All right. Then I assume, let me put it this way. Seeing no objection, then we will proceed to the reading of the letter.
Okay. Good evening, dear commissioners. It's okay to ask for equality for all business, especially the one of Latino descent. That way we can verify everyone is treated the same in this neighborhood. Also, the ANC colleagues confirm me if ADA, American Disability Action, 7 feet are as some have read seven HAW documents or three of you said. Ask this because I am here to learn and thus making a wrong no comment to community or required. Also need information on the law of public space in the districts of Mount Pleasant. And like to know if all this business district. This request is if I want to because of doubt something I get confused. They also clarify that I run ANC election because there is a balance between the community in general, especially the Latino community members of the ANC, and I have no preference for one person and that no influence on me way to see or think the anything, much less to make decisions. I am new on this, and I am trying to learn and to do to be a bridge between Latinos and ANC, to try the best we can. And please do not judge me by asking about things I see that seem unfair to the community, especially if you are not allowed to America and is not Latino. Thank you. Jasmine Romero Castillo.
Good. Is there any other business that commissioners wish to introduce?
Yeah, only I want to try to clarify something because I'm sent to some email and the pictures with the confused with the Hello's Bakery has too many permits or something. Only me the question because
Jasmine, let me. It's a little formal, I know,
okay.
But let me propose a motion that we. Because supposedly all discussion must be around a motion. Let me, to facilitate matters, do a motion and then you could second it to give you 3 minutes to add your discussion. So that is my motion. Will you second it? Okay. We need a vote. All in favor?
I'm sorry, what was the motion?
The motion was to give Jasmine 3 minutes to discuss the letter. All in favor? 6-0.
Okay. My question was, I was in Hill's Bakery and take some pictures and sent to us. It's my question, but because a few, long time ago, one place, another place is Pupuseria, San Miguel, Arcilias, they tried to do the same, but they don't have permit. Never give the permit. I make the, some email. In the email, you see, if nobody has who's give the permit, who's nothing. My question was for, Mount Pleasant history, but I know they, if they take the resolution or something for the people, need some or not. This is only the question I do it, but I never receive a good answer. if I want to know if the agency commission give the permit for the space in the open space to the Hellas Bakery, because it's dangerous, you know, there is the next to the entrance to the car, and the people walking, they can do it, you know. If the little space to the, you know, the people going to the wheelchair or something, they can do anything.
This is
my point, but because why the block, 3200 block has too many things, and what happened with the block 31? And what happened with the Latinos don't take any permit, and another people is not Latin have the permit for everything? This is only the question.
Jasmine, if you'll permit me, and to add to the discussion just one moment, that is that I promise before the meeting that I would work with you. Thanks to your and my discussion with Jim Graham's office, emails have been sent, and why the district did not apparently give us notice pursuant to law on these matters, and you have my promise that if these matters are not cleaned up quickly, then I will work with you to present an emergency motion at our next informal meeting to demand that we get notice of these things before they proceed.
The last point, can you clarify me, is 7 feet or 3 feet? But this is my confusion.
I will repeat what I've had to sit in several days in meetings of the Public Space Committee. Jack has too. And the number that keeps coming back is that it is 7 feet clearance between the outer wall of any zone and not the curb, but the signs along the curb. So typically then it's like 8 to 8.5 feet, Jack.
But let's be clear about that. This, you're talking about a public space regulation. And Jasmine was talking about Americans with Disabilities Act. These are two different things.
Yes.
And let me point out, this ANC work involves learning a tremendous amount. There is a tremendous learning curve. You don't just start on day one knowing the rules and knowing how to work the system. You have to do a lot of research, and one of the key elements is knowing where to go to find the answers to these questions. Americans with Disabilities Act, where do you go to find those? Where do you go to find public space regulations? Where do you go to find any permit regulations? These are the things we have to do. So I advise Jasmine, all the new commissioners, except the fact that you have to do a lot of research before you can come to judgments on matters such as Heller's. That was true for all of us.
Let me also add that what you don't know is the informal rules, like the BCA uses, even though legally any policy they use according to the Administrative Procedures Act is to be codified and presented to the council before they are allowed to use them. And they don't do that. Which is causing a problem. But what they say is that they can at times reduce the space to any other blockage to 5 feet as a matter of social or neighborhood need or the greater good. But they're reluctant to do so. Actually, what I am proposing to do, and the commission is welcome to talk with me about it, is to see if we can, rather than just getting piecemeal these applications, see if we can talk with all the merchants about what kinds of ideas they have and what they may want to do. Now, I did that 3 and 4 years ago, and I compiled a long list of what people wanted, and we did that within what was then the Commercial Corridor Committee. But it is not a topic to start from de novo, but I welcome any commissioners that wish to join in this, because it's going to take some time. We need to, I think, put together some sense of what's going on so that we are not stuck with just happenstance. Jack.
I think business owners who are requesting permits would do well to come to the ANC first, because we can help them with the regulations. We can help them get their permits. It's very difficult when we find out about a construction job after the construction has already started, and then people are fighting over it. But we can't help the business if they don't come to us first, because we don't find out about these things until after the permits have been issued.
I make a motion that we open for public discussion to allow Mario and Haiti to speak for 1 minute. They have their hands raised.
I second.
All in favor? All opposed? Stormy, it is 5-0.
I'm in favor.
Okay.
You know what I'm working on. I'm working on the time right
now. Okay, 6-0.
By the way, Heidi just gave me a note saying that this has been approved on May 17th, 2010, signed by Gabriela Vega. And the question that is now being sought is, what is the documentation and where are you giving
it? No, there's no question. They're just letting them talk for 1 minute.
Sure.
Thank you for the opportunity. I am a big concern right now, because we have brought this case, you know, our case, every single case for permits and for any need that the business have, our business have, to the AMC. And we still hear support, but we have been able to get nothing done. And we see other business getting things done, and they don't come to the AMC. And I am concerned that the AMC is paying my attention, more paying more respect to the people who doesn't show up to the ANC. I heard Commissioner Laura say that she needs to hear from the people about the loading zone. It is fine. I would like to see those people here, because I have the case here for 3 months. So I'm here. I need it. We need it. They are not here. They need it. They oppose. I want to hear that. But I want to hear, because we are in need. And the time is going on and on, and we're still in need. We pay a fine, and we still need. And the ANC still going back and say, okay, bring to the ANC. We're here with the need. And when we hear with the need, they say, well, we have to hear from other people. Where are the people? They're not here. So, but I thank you, at least for the opportunity to say that, to bring the cases to the ANC, because that's what we do. We thought that was the due process, and that's what we're doing. And I have to let the people know that the ANC has been very helpful in other occasions for other stuff. But we need to get things done. If I want to hear the people who are opposing these things. Thank you.
Thank you. I have a question for Jack. How many years do you think the study will be for the loading zone? Because in the history of most of my cases, take 1 year, 2, 3, 5 years, never I get results. I want to know from China and Laura when they will be ready to understand the Latino community. We are a large community, Imam. It's already almost your term will be over, and you never will understand our need. We bring all those cases to the agency because we follow the due process and the law. We don't want to be in violation. But do you see this kind of, I already submitted the application. Gabriela Vega denied me because she said ADA is 7 feet. Hellas Bakeries, they have only 54 inches sidewall, and it's okay. They never come to the ANC. You maybe know. Some of you maybe already know, but they never report. I want to follow the law. Please help me out. It's not only myself. It's for a business, for a Latin business. This is your community, too. I see in the forum all the time, hey, this looks ugly. But they don't let me do the renovation. All the time I want to put a permit, historic come out, Gabriela Vega, Alice Kelly. I'm sorry to say no name, but people has to know who are those people who stopped Mount Pleasant to go to the progress. Thank you.
So long as you...
Hold on, may I respond?
Yeah.
I have a
clarification of the rules of procedure here, and that is that you can use people's names for any documented fact. It's only when you personally disparage them that I will need to intervene. China, and then I'm going to submit a motion.
Okay. Quería decir solamente que cada vez que hay un sujeto de importancia o un sujeto, whatever sujeto, cualquier, is that French or Spanish?
Spanish.
Oh, okay. Cada vez que hay una cosita o un sujeto de importancia, yo vengo y hablar contigo y también con Mario en español, en inglés, como tú quieres. Entonces, yo quiero decir que siempre voy a venir para hablar con ustedes por todos los sujetos. So, no creo que es muy justo que tú dices o que Mario dice que, que no me importa las cosas, las cosas o los sujetos de la comunidad latina.
At this point,
porque
I'm going to step in and say that we have a translator present, and much of what you're saying, I believe, and I will rule as chair, is a personal communication between you, Mario, and Heidi. And thus, it's something that you can do after the meeting.
Okay.
Where it does not take the time of everybody.
I agree with that.
Okay, thank you. Laura.
Yeah. At the same time, Jack, I'm sorry, Greg, oftentimes when you hear someone's name mentioned in a meeting, you say, okay, well, I want to give that person the chance to talk. So I will say, for the record, I think before you jump to an assumption about my support of Latinos in the community, you should go back and look at the record about what was just voted upon, where I supported both resolutions that you're talking about. But I also think that a wider dialogue would be useful in this situation. I stand behind my comments that I said earlier. It's true. You're at every single meeting, and that's great participation in this community, but it's not the only voices that need to be heard. And so I think that is a completely understandable approach to take from your side and from my side, but I absolutely think we need to be careful about making accusations about who is supporting whom, especially in a public forum. I think that can just lead to us not working well together, and that's absolutely not what I would like to do. I'd like to be able to work well.
Thank you for keeping your comments to 2 minutes. Typically, when someone is aspersed, I give them 1 minute, but I think in this case, 2 was okay. But since we have a translator, I think we should do it in English because it is a group meeting and not a meeting between two parties. Jasmine.
Yes, only one question. Do you have more copy for the all ANC members? Can say this, please, for the record. Thank you.
I have one more copy. Can I answer to Laura and China?
No. No, not now. Well, then you can appeal the ruling of the chair. And you get a second. So she wishes to appeal the ruling of the chair, and the question is there a second to her appeal? Stormy.
Well, first I want to know what is the why. Why can't he respond?
Because we have a rule that any time anyone is going to speak from the audience after the general discussion period, it must be on the basis of a specific vote of the commission.
But we just gave them permission to speak, though.
That's right, and that was due to a vote. We voted to do that.
Okay, well.
So it follows the rules as we have established.
Well, this commissioner wants to hear his response.
Fine. Okay, so...
And I think that Mario should have an opportunity...
Excuse me. So there's been a motion and a second. All in favor of allowing Mario to give a response? It's 6-0. Just to keep things...
Thank you. Maybe we're not communicating well. Maybe it's a problem of communication. What I mean when I say, I see that you voted for the resolution, but I think what I'm questioning is why to delay stuff when because somebody's not, because some people are not coming to the ANC. When we are in need, we they bring the case to the ANC. What I want to see is, what I want to hear basically is, if she how people is going to come and support or come against our case. I just want to be clear, if they have a case, well, I want to hear that. But I don't want to go another year hearing the same thing, that is people who has other thoughts, but they are not expressing it over here. If I am wrong by saying that, well, I will be wrong, but I don't think I am. I think it is my right to see, to hear from the people, like you two have, to hear if somebody is against my case that I have brought to you. And another thing is, if you see that the forum, we read in the forum so many stuff, like Heidi said, Heidi doesn't renovate, that is awful, that's dirty, it is almost unlawful to go in there, the facade is bad. But every time we go on a...
Excuse me, you were given time to answer this response, not to answer the forum.
I think it's part of the answer.
I don't. So, because I want, we're old friends, right? And I'm doing this simply to be fair to everyone. There's got to be a one rule for everybody. So the vote was to allow you to answer a specific.
Okay, then I leave it on. I want to see the people here who's against or in favor of my case. That's, I'm not trying to accuse anybody.
Right.
I just want to see those people.
Good. That's pertinent. And thank you. Let me also. Okay, good, because Mount Pleasant is very divergent, and we've got to be really careful and fair, so there's no appearance of bias. Now, is there a motion to allow Cesar to speak, Julio Cesar? He has risen. Anyone?
Sure, I'll make the motion.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
All in favor? Okay, then I presume it will be for less than 2 minutes.
Okay. I am so happy to stay here, but it don't look very democratic way, because you stoop too much to the people. The people try to explain and will respect what they needed, because you are representing Mount Pleasant. To whom they supposed to come? They come to you with your respect, because it be part of your business to look the all the places nice. We love Mount Pleasant. I come 50 years ago to Mount Pleasant. I changed a lot. This is no more historic Mount Pleasant. All the houses when I come is come down. Right now it's a big building. This created another type. This is what I want, to put something beautiful for Mount Pleasant. Please be democratic. We are in this country, a democratic country. Please, I love everyone. I love you, Greg. You know how much I love you. How much I love these people. Please,
I hear your point. And so let me propose, because we could go on, these are hot topics, and we could go on for quite a bit longer to have a real discussion on this. Let me propose that we find the facts of the situation, which Jackie Reyes and Jim Graham's office is attempting to find, and we clarify those. And then we agree that we will entertain public discussion and formal resolutions to deal with the charges of apparent miscarriage of justice in 2 weeks' time in our informal meeting. We, from time to time, handle matters arising, and rather than extending it tonight, for a longer discussion about these general, very hot topic issues, let's find out more facts, discuss amongst ourselves, and prepare resolutions for our informal meeting, when we have also a chance to have more of the people present, including those that whose policies are being questioned. Do I get a second for that?
Yes.
Okay. Discussion. Jasmine.
Yes. I think if it's only one more people taking the hand like this, they can talk. It's only one more. We opened the discussion. Can you try to help the last people, but there's nobody else want to say something? It's only...
There's another motion on
the... It's not fair. It's not democratic.
I will entertain this motion after we dispose of the current motion on the floor, which has been moved and seconded. And so I personally will vote to let TJ speak. But let's proceed with the other motion so that we can go home and do our homework and talk about it amongst ourselves and come prepared in 2 weeks. So, discussion on my motion. Story.
We're still in discussion of gracious. Anyway, I want to know, are we going to specifically get in touch with the people who sent these letters and a specific people to find out specifically why these decisions were made? I hear you saying that we'll come together and we'll do a resolution, but I want to know, to these people who did these letters and did this planning and actually came out, I want them to be accountable for what and why they made those decisions and why they're differentiating between businesses.
Okay. Let me accept that as a friendly amendment, which is, and may I reinterpret it and see if you would agree with it, that we ask Commissioner Jasmine to work with Jackie Reyes and others in Jim Graham's office to ask that the officers of the various departments that have been writing these letters come to our meeting and invoking, and perhaps Jack can help with a formal statement of the resolution, because I don't remember it off the top of my head, the ANC law, which gives ANCs the right to ask for officers of the executive branch to show up. So that, because I think you've got a very good point. So, do we all, I mean, Jasmine and Stormy, would you accept that as a friendly amendment? Okay, good. Any other discussion? Seeing none, can we vote on the motion? All in favor? Okay. Let me go through it, and I will need help with this. Number one, that we take as a topic for the next informal meeting in roughly 2 weeks the issues that have just been raised about the handling of outside cafes and structures on several of the merchants on Mount Pleasant Street. Number two, that we ask Commissioner Jasmine to work with Jim Graham's office and OLA, the Office of Latino Affairs, to find out what is going on, and specifically to invite the executive branch employees that have been involved in this process, and do so under the they're not as subpoena powers, but under the powers delegated to ANCs to ask that executive branch personnel come to a meeting. And number three, that we urge all of our neighbors to participate in this discussion and to submit ideas for resolutions to be considered at that meeting. Is that understood?
So it's in addition to talking about the new website and then the communications plus this.
Yes.
Can I make a friendly amendment that we just do the motion that you proposed then instead of the website and the communications piece, because otherwise I feel like it's too topic heavy, and when we had several topics of the last informal meeting that did not work out well at all.
Can I ask for an informal show of hands too? Because I'm happy to go through with this if the commission wants it, just to do it informal. How many people would like to skip the web and communication issues and concentrate on this? Two? Okay, good. So I will not accept that. I'm just trying to speed things up so we can get to it.
Sure, stop.
Story.
Okay. Now, and I'm addressing this to this commission here. Now, we just said that we're working for the people. Now, we just asked the question if we can table the website issue and deal with the people in our community's issues, and only two of us want to do that? Something's wrong.
Laura.
Well, I don't see them as mutually exclusive, Stormy, because the point that we agreed upon earlier was that it wasn't just going to be about website. It was actually going to be about how, in general, we communicate with the public and what we could do to do better. That was Greg's friendly amendment to that. And I actually think that these issues are closely interlinked in terms of how we communicate, because the wider issue that Haiti and Mario just raised was that they feel that groups that aren't coming to the ANC are actually getting more done than those that come to the ANC. I actually think that's a really interesting point to consider and reflect upon as the ANC. If that is true, and I'm not sure that it's true, why is that happening? Is it the way that we're doing things? Is it the items that we pass resolutions on? Is it, what is it, if that's the truth? And I think that our communication with the public, including that 9 people come to our informal meetings and that it's often the same voices we're hearing, that merits a lot of discussion if we're to represent the diversity of viewpoints in Mount Pleasant. And so I don't see this as an issue that is less important than working on how permits are distributed on this street. I think that's also an important issue. So maybe there will be time, if the meeting is tightly run, to address both. But I don't think that we should always put second this bigger issue that they're raising in terms of whether the ANC is operating in a way that is really effectively getting things done.
Sure. What I'm seeing here is a great misunderstanding of the permit process and of the role of ANCs. And I find the entire discussion very frustrating because I think people don't understand the nature of permit applications and the role of ANCs in getting permits or failing to get permits. I guess the more fundamental question is understanding the system as opposed to the details of permit issues.
And perhaps, if I may interject, that's something that the website could do. We could put instructions, because you're not going to find it in one place anywhere else. And I don't mind voting for contractors to help us formulate that.
Point of personal privilege, actually, this too would be a good time to place, to just remind the Office of Planning that part of what was passed in the Economic Revitalization Strategy for Mount Pleasant is to put together an easy-to-use resource in both Spanish and English for Mount Pleasant business owners, so that they understand how to get permits in Mount Pleasant, and so that they understand how to do business in Mount Pleasant in general, because it seems that there are some unique things associated with being in Mount Pleasant and being a business owner in Mount Pleasant that, you know, don't show up in the same ways in other neighborhoods in Washington, D.C. So it may be a good time to just raise this issue again with the Office of Planning and create a sense of urgency around that.
A small note in response to Laura. I got an email from the former director, Gabe Klein, to whom the appeal was made that I had provoked about the ANC not getting any response and being disrespected. And he said that it is the opinion of DDOT that this ANC does not represent the people of Mount Pleasant. So I think that has been a systematic policy. But so we passed the resolution. I think we have dealt with the major issues now. We have, will the commission? I move that the commission here for 2 minutes from DJ Wanaka. Second?
We didn't vote on that
okay.
Other resolution.
Let's, thank you. All in favor of the resolution?
This,
3 points?
This is to add the topics to next week, right?
That's right. Okay, it is 4. It is all those opposed? 2 abstentions. It passes. Okay, now I move that we listen for 2 minutes to DJ Wanaka.
Okay, well, what I wanted to suggest, like, see, in this case, in this particular case with Hellers, I mean, I'm great friends with Alex and Hellers, and I work for them one day a week, but I don't know if they ask for permission to you guys to do that. I mean, I think they should, I mean, all of us need to respect the ANC and their functions, what you guys do. So I'm not informed if they requested permission. So back to what Mr. Mario and Heidi were saying, I don't think they were trying to offend nobody. Because what I believe they were trying to say is like they just want to make the point that they currently support ANC, and they expect from y'all to respond them, you know, like as you know, as comfortable, maybe not less than how they do things. Like not only them, you know, like some other people that just don't even show up to the meetings. You know, and I don't think that they meant to be like offensive to anybody. At least I didn't feel. I think it was the wording. It was a wording issue. But yeah, I think everyone that class applied to some changes to the things or whatever, they should count on you guys. And you know, like you guys study things. I think we all gotta fall under the same application.
Thank you so much, DJ. May I, this time I will personally move adjournment. Do I hear a second? All right. Yeah. All those in favor of adjournment at this point? 5-0. Stormy had me back a moment ago.